No guitars, only buzzing synthesizers. It could only mean Cassettes and Chocolate Milk's 29th podcast of Electro Delight, featuring games, Human League, and music for animals. We started the show with the lead single Spiraling from Keane's 2008 album Perfect Symmetry. Tom Chaplin will tell you that the song is inspired by his adoration for the try-hard mentality of wrestler Ric Flair, but I will tell you that it's perfectly free of any wrestling connotations and it's all about the bombastic faux bras section. Now for the addictive lockstep by the group Annuals. The song featured on their 2010 EP Sweet Sister, and I have spent the last few months replaying this song and reciting its lyrics over and over, looking for some kind of meaning in it all.
Thank you. sonata club at the end of an era. Her speech is not clearer when the taxi comes to pick her up. It's like Angie leaving the Queen Bee. Trepidation feeling a bit sick. But at the end of an era, as Waller and Mira are coming up to wave her off. She couldn't stick it. She'll be in Falaraki by midnight. It's like when Britney left the Disney Club. Cause she's a lioness and not a cub. At the end of an era, the future's no clearer when the taxi comes to pick her up.
A charmed throwback to the graveyard shifts of 2007 that was Sundown on the Empire from Sheffield group Reverend and the Makers. Now for a fine discovery poached from the Inspired podcast series Planetopop. This is four-piece Music for Animals with their single If Looks Could Kill. I find that I'm particularly drawn to the song's curious early noughties pop influence, namely track 6 of Michelle Branch's 2001 album The Spirit Room. But then I could be making it up completely. Maybe Here With Me sounds nothing like If Looks Could Kill. I think you'll just have to draw your own conclusions.
Masking your intentions, no matter how bizarre. Rip by your seamless heart.
Teen Lovers from the Virgins from their self-titled 2008 debut release. If the bass didn't get you, I recommend that you seek out the video clip to Teen Lovers. It's a fascinating video where many and varied heartbreaking and awkward scenarios are painfully sustained. You can't help but watch it again and again. Now, as a keen 80s revivalist and enthusiast, I'm often fascinated by what aspects artists desire to revive in their music and what aspects we decide to remember of the 80s, really. All too often, we have this very superficial idea of what the 80s embody and the sort of sounds and images associated with it, and it becomes a bit of a cliche after a while. That's why it's so special when you come across a song that really manages to embody the sound of a time that has well and truly passed. The single Strawberry Skies from Games was released in 2010, but it's a song that wouldn't be out of place on a 1985 ZYX compilation. And I love it very much so for that reason. It capitalizes upon an 80s sound that only seems to feature in original Italo recordings, and my discovery of it gives me hope that this genre is one that won't die out.
Thank you.
Steel drum, so often underused in pop. That was the 1984 single Like to Get to Know You Well from Howard Jones. Thank you so much for listening to this half hour of electropop indulgence. I'll leave you with the 1981 single Sound of the Crowd from the classic Human League album Dare.
The shades from a pen.